All right, Xavier Victory Podcast. We're coming from Central Idaho on Tanya's backcountry elk hunt. I'm Ryan Avery. Obviously, I run Avery Adventures, and I own Rockslide.com.
I'm Shane Nelson. I just got recruited at Pack Meat.
He's the dog.
He's the dog.
No, he's the dog. I'm Eric Woolsey, and I got recruited to Pack Meat also.
And he's a
But not quite as much.
And he's related to us.
I am related, so it kind of sucks.
And he still
came. Notice he didn't say that.
Yeah, I still came.
I'm Kelly Broker. I put in for all these tags.
I never get drawn, but Ryan and Tanya or Lane always seem to, so I get to come along and help Pack Meat.
I'm Tanya Avery, and I'm the other half of Avery Adventures, and I'm the one with the tag.
I'm Nick Moore. I was the cameraman on this trip till I got the flu, and now I'm just the audio guy, I guess, for the podcast. So, and then I'll pack some meat tomorrow.
Oh, you can count
bring my
that.
Weight.
I kind of want to start with Nick. He packed in yesterday, and actually packed in 2 days ago. And he said his stomach hurt. We hiked up on the hill to do a little scouting, just me and him. And he says, "I think I'm gonna puke on the way in there." He takes a nap, and I was like, all right. And the next thing I notice, he's projectile vomiting. Is that normal for you?
Yes. But this was definitely some actual sickness going on, because from the moment I started puking until probably 3-4 hours ago, I was basically not able to keep anything down. So,
yeah, I can attest to, I think we all can attest to your projectile vomiting.
We got some video. Good. Can come out.
The sound was impressive.
That's what, yeah. Everybody says it sounds like I'm calling in dragons.
Yeah, you and Tanya could have a puke off.
So,
you have to really get it. Deep.
Hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to pull some meat off the mountain.
Oh, you're gonna pull meat if you're walking.
And you were about getting better when we were walking back in with the elk, unfortunately.
Pretty much about that time, yeah. So
when that kind of shit happens at my
time.
House,
I yeah. I bet you guys were like
perfect time,
freaking fire.
Isn't that convenient?
Right. We can start back at the beginning when we walked in. Told Tanya it was 3 miles.
As the crow flies.
Yeah, Tanya doesn't like that. As the crow flies.
Because it doesn't really fucking matter how far it is for the crow. Because that is not how far it is for us.
No, it didn't turn out that way, did it?
No,
my watch,
it sure
we had to hike in with, it was about 4.2 miles to hike in.
So every time we'd ask Ryan, which would be like every half an hour, he'd be like, oh, it's just 0.5 miles from here. As the crow flies.
And it was, you know, relatively a good trail. It was gentle sloping. And
we had a lot of switchbacks.
Yeah, a lot. Man, when it got steep, yeah, there were some switchbacks.
Yeah.
That ate up a lot of miles, Dan.
It's more about, like, packing in everything, too. You had all the weight on your back.
And then here we brought all this food, and you freaking get one on the first day. Now we got to eat it all or haul it out.
Well, I learned my lesson from my first elk hunt that I'm not going to wait for a few days to shoot something. Because you might not wait. You might not get the opportunity again.
Well, on the hike in, there's a natural thing that Kelly's been hunting with us so long that he knows that after a while I just start walking, because if I stop, me and Ted just start arguing.
Well, that just depends on the situation.
He becomes the peacemaker in the middle.
Well, usually he'll say stupid things like, when I have the elk rack on my back, well, you just need to keep moving faster. You need to
suck it up.
You just need to. He offers these words of advice that aren't helpful. So I'm just like, just shut the fuck up and go in front of me and keep walking, and I'll be fine.
That went on for a while until he's out of sight. I'm looking back, then he's out of sight, and I go, I'm just going to hang out here until the trail split off. And I said, I know damn well she's going to take the main trail, and
yep.
It worked out.
I heard you talking, so I knew you had it figured out.
Sure.
Yeah, sure you did.
And I really wanted to get some space because then the trail went straight up after we split off. I thought it'd go downhill for some reason in my mind and end up going straight up the hill.
Oh, yeah, and then he's hiding up there waiting. I don't think he's really waiting, but he's standing there looking at the creek, almost to our destination. And he turns to just take off walking, and he trips over stuff. Knocks the wind right out of me.
I was so glad Kelly wasn't behind me, because he'd have been laughing. I hit the ground so hard, it's kind of when you knock the wind out of you. I braced just enough not to hit my face, but I hit my chest. I had like 50 pounds on my back.
God, I wish you could have seen that. I really do.
It was kind of like been there.
It was kind of like
just fun just listening to.
Oh, it's just like.
Yeah, that
was good. We got up here, and there's a guy. There's a couple guys already up here bow hunting, and one of the guys was nice enough to let us throw up our tent and camp right next to him for the night.
Then, even though it was only 10% chance of rain on the forecast,
yeah,
it yeah, we started pouring down rain.
Anybody lives in Idaho or Oregon like Nick knows, you better fucking put a shelter up because it's going to rain even if it's not.
It's going to rain.
It's going to.
At least throw it over the top of you.
Yeah.
Well, that happened about 3 in the morning.
Yeah, instead of being the smart backcountry hunters, we were the dumb ones and we just waited until it started to rain.
Then we set up our stuff.
Well, and then Ryan left out a snack for the local wildlife.
Oh, yeah.
Well, me and Nick kind of baited in a fox by accident.
By accident?
He had a fish.
And by baited, we mean like a couple inches from my face while I was sleeping.
Tanner hits me in the middle of the night. She's like, something's out there. I was like, oh, it's probably a mouse. She's like, it's not a mouse.
Breaking branch.
It's breaking branches. No, if it's a mouse, it's downwind from Hanford because this sucker's big.
Oh, so I had like a little pepperoni, dry pepperoni, and cheese. I threw my light on it, and it's a fox, and the damn thing has a pepperoni hanging out of his mouth looking at me. All right, so then we moved over. There's a guy's horse camping up here bow hunting, and they were making fun of our backpacking setup. We threw up some Kefaru. We pretty much all have the same shelters. Ours is Kefaru Super Tarp. And he took one look at me and goes, those tents suck.
Yep.
But they were nice enough to give us a bunch of bottled water.
Yes, they were.
Yes.
When you're packing, what they have, six horses?
They had eight. No. They had two riders and three. No, that was the two. That was the other two that came through.
They had five. They had two horses. Yes. One was pulling two. One was. Anyways, they had cots.
Propane heat.
Propane heat. They may be doing it right.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah, they're definitely smarter than us.
Well, they gave us bottled water, so they weren't too bad.
Yeah.
I've noticed the most hunters you run into, if you're not hunting their spot, you're just hunting in a camping spot. You're in a camping area, they're pretty civil, pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys rolled in yesterday.
Yeah, we drove up from Utah yesterday.
And you guys were awesome and shuttled my rack all the way across two states.
We did a little hopscotching with the elk horn from New Mexico.
I appreciate it.
Full of maggots.
Oh, man.
Which would have been a game changer for me.
My truck is full of maggots.
I left that on the side of the road. Told them the waypoint.
I hate maggots.
Me too. They are nasty.
I don't mind them as much as tangles, but they're never fun to have around.
No.
My question for you guys is, how did you guys get your loads at like 60 pounds each?
You just keep piling shit out. Not hard at all.
Because I could see Nick having a 60-pound pack with camera bullshit. My pack was 45, 46. Tanya's was 35. Yours was 30.
About 40.
About 40.
With binos and water and everything. Yeah. My problem is I'm scared to run out of
camera
water.
Gear and water.
Yeah. Where I hunt, there is no water.
That's our biggest issue.
You don't carry it, you ain't got it.
Yeah, it's probably pretty arid down there. You guys in southern Utah.
And Ryan didn't bother to tell you that we were surrounded by water here?
I told
him. He did, but we don't have a big trust with Ryan. No. There are trust issues.
Where is the love?
I get it. I get it. It's so, like every year when he puts in tags for me that he doesn't tell me about until after I draw them. Then he famously always says, oh, I didn't think you were going to draw that one. Then why the hell did you put in
I
for
said,
it?
You may have drawn a backcountry hunt. She's like, what are you talking about? I said, well, I put you in for a hunt that you have to hike into and backpack. I didn't think you'd draw it. But you're in now.
And every year he says that. I didn't think you were going to draw it.
Kelly would love to draw one.
Well, Kelly's not walking on the right side of Jesus.
Yeah. Kelly's living on the wrong side of the Lord.
Yep.
Must be.
I think he's going to become a Mormon here.
Maybe
soon.
If you'd be nicer to Marilyn. That, and
we'll sign him up.
Help, I might consider it.
I'd have to move to Utah, though.
We'll take anybody.
All right, I got a place for you.
We'll take anybody.
and my wife?
They got churches in Idaho. A lot of them.
But the camp's nice. It's a great spot.
It's a great spot.
Beautiful.
There's a lot of water up there.
Yeah. She'd seen the stuff that me and Kelly filtered out of.
Oh. It was literally an elk wallow up Upper Priest Lake.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you scoop it out.
It's like syrup.
Scoop it out.
And it was just shit floating everywhere. I don't even think a filter would have filtered it out. It was just, oh, God, it was not.
Pretty
sure. I don't think I had at that time for filtration was iodine tablets.
Nice.
And that sucked even more, but it was like still got me through it. And we drank that
coffee
shit.
Filter.
We were out. That was like our third or fourth day up there.
Yeah.
We just couldn't find any water.
Mm-hmm. So. You don't drink out of an elk wallow at least once a year, though.
You're not living.
Yeah.
Then you're not puking all day and all night.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why I got the flu.
The camp here is awesome.
Yeah.
Lots of firewood. You can probably hear the fire in the podcast. So when me and Nick went up there and he puked all over, I saw a bull, saw a few mule deer. So I was pretty excited because we could go back up in there the next day and try to find out, try to see if they'd stayed where they were. And Shane and Eric scared them off.
Well, we were.
That's what Kelly told me.
I was a little concerned.
Kelly said he was standing there, and Shane and Eric, the first ones.
Yeah, me and Shane were looking at him, and Kelly says, "Are those elk?" And we said, "Yes." Where's Ryan and Tanya?
Why the fuck are you guys doing jumping jacks?
Where'd you guys go?
I told you where we were going.
We scared off the narrow little bull so that she could shoot the big one.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's true. I think
we were just helping you.
I know. You guys, I was a little nervous though the first
day. We're team players.
Got into camp and everybody's telling us, oh, I haven't seen anything.
Yeah. All the bow hunters said that there was no elk in here. Well, that's not true. The ones that are here said they almost shot one, but a wolf came in and ran it off.
Yeah, and we had heard wolves when we were hiking in. So
and that last pack train, the guys were not happy and because they haven't got anything, I'm sure. But then they said, there's no elk in here, and the wolves have killed them all.
And I think a lot of that is they just don't want to tell you the truth.
That could be it.
Well, I think that they don't see it, so they assume.
They just don't like people coming in here.
Yeah, they're using shitty optics and can't see that far.
Well, I do know this. I was in here one day, me and Nick, and I seen 16 elk the first day I was in here. 17 elk, maybe?
25 head today.
25. Yeah, so don't always believe.
I don't think they're getting very far out of camp.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, they're not looking. They're just bow hunting.
Well, maybe they don't hunt like we do.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're not hunting far.
And they're not calling, or they're just calling, they're not glassing. I don't know, but we seem to find the elk.
To say that people, you know, aren't using the right tactics.
It's not a tactic. I'm just lazy. I sit in the one spot for a long time.
But I just don't think people glass like you do. Like a lot of people do. Like
a lot of people get bored with it real fast.
Yeah, right.
Well, that was the one thing I'll give him a solid to Randy Gerke. He said, when you get in there, don't move. Just sit down for the whole ding day. You'll see elk. And I got to give it to him there. He was right. But that's kind of how I hunt.
That's normal.
Kelly and I hunt about the same. We find a spot we know elk are going to cross, and then we wait.
Or bear.
Yeah.
Shane and Eric, they like to
We like to cover country. Move.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of people is that their issues that they just walk constantly, and they're not seeing wildlife, so they don't think it's there.
We don't have that problem.
No, not you guys, but I'm talking about the people talking about.
You guys had a lot of doubts that there was bears in Idaho 2 years ago.
There weren't any. There weren't any. There was not a bear in northern Idaho.
Oh, that was funny.
A couple of wolves was all we saw.
And then a year later, the floodgates opened.
We saw some bears.
You guys missed a few, didn't you?
No, just one. I only missed one.
As team Sherrick.
Then we missed two. I thought we were team Mountain Mormon.
No.
I like that. Mountain Mormon. I like that one.
Sherrick
flows. Sherrick. Team Morningwood.
Morningwood.
No, they were Team Donk, remember?
Team Donk.
That's good too.
That's gotta be your name for the next
got a number of identities.
So we'll take it back to when we came back. We ate. We talked shit. Nick was still throwing up.
So there was at least some enjoyment of the night for you guys.
Yeah, it was.
Well, you were a little loud. I was like, I'm trying to relax.
I was almost asleep the last time.
The last time was pretty late, and it was pretty stinking loud. Yeah.
So he finally shut up, and we got some sleep. We got up at 5 this morning. Everybody got up pretty easy. I guess because they're old.
We're not going to get up at 5 tomorrow, but we got to load all this shit back up on top of the meat and get the hell out of here, right?
Yep.
I didn't want to get up at 5 again.
That was Marilyn's first question. So you're coming home tomorrow, right? I says, I don't know yet, but I think so.
Yeah.
I'll know more when we hit camp or base camp.
Got up there, and of course it was windy.
Of course it's
cold.
Always cold.
Windy and cold.
Shane and Eric scared that first elk away.
It was pretty frosty this morning.
Kelly helped us. You just walked right past him.
I wanted to get to a spot before it got light.
So you just walked right past the elk that we could see.
Well, you would be like, they were running from you at that point, weren't they?
They were just standing there staring at us.
Well, they knew you were there.
That was why it was so hard to see them. They're right next to the brush line.
200 yards.
That would have been an easier pack out.
So they're over there scaring elk while we were trying to get in position.
And in your defense, all they really did was turn and just walked off.
You guys couldn't tell there was a bull or an elk, or you couldn't tell for sure.
Shane said maybe.
It just, you know, one that was really
light. We saw four standing there, or I did. You'd agree. And then they turned and started walking, and they just kept coming out behind them out of the timber. And so I quit looking. Then I was trying to find you guys. By that time, they were gone.
Kelly ran over to you and said that we'd scared him off. That's what he did.
That's right.
That's what happened. So then we glassed up. I saw an elk after we sat down.
Way high.
Did you come in there yet? But there was another. We saw a few elk this morning walking away from us. And Tanny got cold, so she had to walk back up and get her.
Lost park parka.
I heard the wolves howling. Yeah. And came over to where you were sitting.
Were you scared?
Yeah, it scared me. It scared me a little bit, so I needed some company.
Right.
Yeah, and then we had sat there for a while glassing, and then Tanya brought out this asshole barf.
Yeah. And because I tried it and it was terrible, I wanted everybody else to try it.
So Tanya hands it to me, and I didn't know it at the time, but she's watching me. I sat there saying that I ate it. And then she starts laughing at the look on my face, and she's like,
and she's like, and then Brian says, "Hey, Kelly, take a bite of this." And I'm going, "Boy, this can't be a good thing."
Yeah, I think I said, "Eric, try this first." Eric tries it. He's like, "That thing tastes like barf."
It tastes like the shit that...
No, he had a different description.
...was coming out of his mouth last night.
Yeah, seriously.
It was like barf and butthole or something. Is what you, stomach acid.
Stomach acid.
Sadness.
So then we had to get Kelly involved. Because we're like, Kelly, try this. So then he sniffs it first. And so while he's chewing on the bar, I look up on the hill and I see two cows running down the hill.
So we had to change our gun plan.
Yeah, I brought a 6.5 PRC and I am a little gun... I don't like little guns, but I was talking to you in the 6.5 PRC because I hear that 6.5s are the greatest thing ever. Well,
not far from it.
That went out the window real quick. I was like, I lathed it and it was 1175
or 75.
And I said, Shane, or Eric, let Tanya use your gun because he was packing a 300 win.
Shane said, or Ryan said, is your dope on? Well, of course it's on.
Well, I've seen you guys shoot a few Vortex Challenge, so that's a hit and miss.
What about the last one?
Well, yeah.
The last one he did great, but the first couple.
So what took a minute to hit our stride?
I got to admit, that gun was tracking. And so the plan to start, though, to back it up, is we were going to use Shane's 300 Ultra if it's past 1,000 yards. But Shane likes to explore.
I went off on a little adventure of my own.
Shane went AWOL on us.
So luckily, Eric
was scared of the
wolf. Eric was scared of the wolf.
Kept close.
So, Tanya, we get on the bull, we laze it. Tanya's shaking like you shouldn't have peachy because it's cold, and I'm yelling at her, telling her to shoot.
Do it over backpack. It's not the most stable either. So.
Threw it over two backpacks.
Two backpacks high. I laze it up, and I think the first shot was
11:20.
Well, let's back that up. We're waiting. The cows are come running down. And Eric says, there's the fucking bull. And I mean, Eric's not a nuclear guy like me that cusses all the time, or Tanya. He's pretty...
What?
No.
So this is, hey, zip it.
For me, he doesn't cuss like we cuss. He says, so we're all looking at the elk. And if you've been around and watched the elk enough, you know they're not running for no reason. Something's chasing them. Pretty soon the bull pops out. Eric says, there's the fucking bull. So I lays it. It was like 11:76.
Yeah, something like that.
So Eric's doing work on his phone. Kenya's getting set up. He starts raking a big sappy tree.
He came across the top of that hill. And
we had Tanya dry fire once on it.
Yeah, Tanya was doing a little practice work. And Ryan kept zooming it in and out. Can you see it? Can you see it? Can you see it? Can you see it?
Are you ready to shoot?
Are you going
to
shoot? You going
to
shoot?
Tell me when you're ready to shoot. Are you ready to shoot? Are you ready to shoot? Are you ready to shoot?
When something needs to die, I have the patience of a fucking sand gnat.
I'm like getting on it, and then he keeps talking to me. So I keep taking my ear protection out, and I'm like, what? And he's like, tell me when you're ready to shoot. I'm like, I fucking know. Like, no shit, Sherlock. This isn't my first rodeo.
I've witnessed this so many times, and it is so,
so
much
then
fun.
So I put my ear protection back on, and then he's like, saying something again. And I'm like, pull it back out. And he's like, you ready to shoot yet?
It's not like, tell me when you're ready to shoot. Are you ready to shoot? Are you ready to shoot? That ain't like there's a few minutes, you know. It's now and bam, bam, bam.
Nothing teaches patience like shooting long range with your wife. Nothing.
Well, it's not working for you.
I know, but it's like, I'm ready.
Hunting with your kids.
Yeah, same with your kids.
It's the same. Very similar.
Although Lane last year, I hung with my son, me and Kelly both, and he shot a nice bull at 750 and I asked him one time, are you ready? And he's like, yep.
But then on the antelope, you wouldn't let him shoot. And then he's like, just let me shoot. And then
there's a bunch of grass in our way, and he was tired of waiting.
And he...
I think I've seen that side of you.
He was ready to go. Tanya's way better when she started, but...
It wasn't my gun, so the sight picture was off, so I couldn't... And then I was wearing these stupid ear things that I hate, and so they kept... bumping it, and I was like trying to get it, and I was like, ugh.
Well, you could be deaf like all of us and just take them out and let it rip.
No, I'm blind. I can't be deaf too.
That's how I got her, guys. I'm blind.
That's how you got her. Kind of a shit show, but it worked out. A lot of fun.
Yep, makes sense now.
Yep.
So she cracked off the first one, and it just went a tad high. She was shooting a tad high with his dope. And then the second one was right through the boiler room at 11:20.
Yeah, 11:20.
And then
he was
moving. He knew he was hurt.
Well, I thought he picked his legs up like he was going to go down.
Right.
And then he's holding his right leg up. So it looked, when I saw it, I think I even said, I think you hit it right behind the shoulder. And that's pretty much what she did.
She had the right wind hold.
Right. There was a bit of wind.
Yeah, there was. There was a bit of the left or right. And then she shot again and missed and shot another rush shot because we knew once you hit him, you got to keep shooting.
It's not like it's just wide open and you can pick out when you want to shoot. He's getting behind trees and then he's breaking out and getting behind trees. And so anyway.
And she shot again once when he was moving to hit behind him. And then she put it into another shot into him again. And the cows ran off. And if you've watched elk, you know, he's going to stay at the cows if he can. And he wanted no use of the cows. So we knew pretty much he was.
Love life was
done.
So we were going to just hang out and wait for him.
Yeah. If you're a jackass and you come up after somebody shoots, and then you ask what's going on, and we tell you where the bull is, and we're waiting, we're going to give him a couple hours to make sure he's dead, and then you proceed to walk right through there, you're a fucking jackass.
Like, literally, he walks right where the elk is, and then points to the elk. I'm like, he could have totally pushed him.
Yeah, I told him where it was, and I said, if you just stay on that main ridge, I said, you'll be fine. Not knowing he would be that ballsy. But...
Well, we told him that we were waiting, giving it some time. Because he walked into the tree. And
I think he was just a little upset because he didn't get up early like we did and walked did up make, late. And
he made a comment that he didn't get up early enough, and I was like, well,
yeah,
try again next year.
He said, you got to him before I did.
Yeah. Yep.
Tip number two for hunting. You got to be there before daylight.
And we felt really sorry for him because he wouldn't get his ass out of bed.
Yeah.
But then we moved on.
We're not mad.
Just about as sorry as you guys felt for me this morning when I wouldn't get my ass out of bed.
No, man. I was like, damn, I wish I was still sleeping.
Yeah.
It was frosty out, too.
It was.
A little chilly.
It could have been worse, though, because yesterday it rained and snowed. And so I really
like
thought that we could get into some interesting weather.
It lucked out.
We did. Yeah. We had really pretty blue skies. And
nice.
Yeah.
So
it was cold as shit, but it was pretty.
Yeah. We went low just to make sure that he was dead. Shane, Eric, and Kelly went high and
walked right to him.
Yep, radioed that he was dead. What's your thoughts on that, Tanya?
I was really, as most people I think feel like as hunters, you know, when you make a shot, you think it's a good one, but, you know, we didn't know entirely for sure because he disappeared behind the trees. I didn't know if he was going down or he was going to...
Lay down and get up?
Yeah, like so there's nothing worse than hitting an animal and knowing that you wounded it and not be able to find it. So I was super stressed about that even more than, you know, not filling my tag. And I feel like you should probably feel like that if you're hunting.
Yeah.
But,
oh, yeah. If you don't, you're not a hunter.
And I think that gets lost between bow hunters and long-range hunters, and they argue back and forth. It's, when you pull the trigger, you should have a pretty damn good idea that bulls are elk or deer or whatever's going down.
And if you don't feel comfortable with it, you shouldn't take it.
Right, exactly. Obviously, I wasn't used to shooting Eric's gun, so the dope line first shot was a little high, but the second shot felt good, and you guys said it looked good. Honestly, my first, when they radioed and said they found him and he was down, I was so relieved.
It's a big relief, isn't it?
Yeah. I just would never want to wound something and then just... leave it out there. I mean, yeah, I get it. Circle of life, everything dies, everything gets eaten by something else. But I just was so relieved.
So,
and then I was happy.
She always tells me, if I ask her if you hit it, she's like, only by the hand of God. So she must be living right.
Well, the last two, because it's been so windy and so cold, and, you know, you get shaking.
Adrenaline gets going, and you're
and
shaking.
And the adrenaline, and it's like... holy shit. Like, it's not like at the range where everything is like calm conditions and you're shooting and you know it's good. And
you don't have Ryan screaming in your ear.
You don't have Ryan freaking out. I mean, there's a few times.
I think you got to start doing that. Just go out hiking and have you with a rifle and there's one, Tanya, drop down and just get fucking ready. There ain't nothing out there, but just go start shooting this shit.
Well, we have done stuff similar to that at the range just to like see if we were going to want, if I could do competition shooting. So, you know, it's like, all right, this is what, you know, like he'd tell me, okay, this is what you're shooting at. This is, you know, the range or whatever, and then go. And then I'd, you know.
Time it
and see if I can hit the target.
And you shoot more than, I can't say you shoot more than all women, but you shoot more than I would say 90% of the women that hunt out there. Yeah. So you put your time in. Yeah. And Shane and Eric and Kelly, they all put their time in, so you know their guns work.
Right.
And that's, and people take that for granted, but I've been around a lot of guys that will tell you their gun's on and they have no business even shooting that gun.
Well, but you see them at the range and they shoot it like three times, and if it's relatively close, then they're like, oh, I'm good.
And that's okay for 100, 200 yard shots.
Right.
But if they start winging them out at past that, then yeah, you're going to have problems.
Right.
And I don't care what you should shoot. Accuracy should keep you up at night. So we walk up to the elk. They get there first. We walk up there. And that's about it.
Yeah. Well, we took a lot of pictures, and Eric got the hide for you.
Let me talk about the hide. Don't fucking let Ryan have a knife around any hide.
Don't let
anything,
him have
basically.
A knife.
Because he did a great job. I needed a cape for another elk that I have. Beautiful cape, beautiful elk. And
being the professional that I am.
Precision.
Yep.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
It was gorgeous. And then I cut a piece off because I didn't think I needed it, trying to make it lighter. And I guess you need that neck.
the dark fur.
It was a big piece.
Long hair down there by the neck.
But in my defense, Kelly gave me the knife and watched me do it.
He helped you. He stretched it out. I saw.
Oh, and yeah. We got to say that we got to give it to Donk. He had the biggest load.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Shane had to pack well over 100 pounds.
I'm feeling it.
And it's his birthday.
Birthday boy.
Yep.
51 years 51. Strong.
51. Awesome. Don't know how many more of them I got.
Damn near dead.
We tried today.
Yeah.
We tried.
We all have a Tanya brought the rack out. That was awesome.
That was.
She, because it's her. Yeah, your elk has a wide rack.
Yeah, I kept catching on trees. I kept getting flung backwards.
Yeah, thank God it wasn't like where Ryan and I came out last year with his. You wouldn't have made it. But we got 4.2 miles with all the meat and all our camping shit now, so.
That'll be awesome.
That'll be fun.
That sounds like a herniated disc waiting to happen.
Yep. Well, congratulations, Tanya. Thank you guys for your help.
Congrats. Way to go.
I think that was like a congratulations to everybody. Everybody had a part to play in that. Well, except Nick. Nick had no part.
Except the guy that was supposed to be filming it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had really awesome footage, but he wasn't there. That sucks.
Apologize, Tanya.
But we got a lot of great iPhone pictures.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm.